Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Today, I wanted to come on here to talk to you about how Tiffany and I scaled our STR business. As you guys know, I've been a flipper and also a real estate broker for right at 20 years now. And essentially, we were doing really, really well with flipping houses and being agents and owning brokerage. Sold my first brokerage to a friend, had my second brokerage that we actually still own. But during that process, last summer of 2021 was my last year of flipping. And, you know, I'll still do some hotels. We'll still partner up with some friends and things like that. But with that said, last year was the last year of flipping. So we bought our first home for short-term rental in Savannah, Georgia, over at, over in 2015 to 2018, we had accumulated 7 to 8 homes at that point. And to be honest with you, it really wasn't that hard. The first one was probably the hardest because we're trying to figure out what to do, what people might want and things like that. The second one, was a little bit easier. We bought it like a year and a half later. So the first one was in 2015. The second one was like in 2017. The first one was at the end of 2015. So the second one was in mid 2017 or early 2017. Anyways, we bought this property. This one was in Bluffton, South Carolina. It's a great home. It's in a walkable destination. Lots of food, drinks, coffee right out from the front door. You can walk to everything. You got to get the May River right down the street, and you got Hilton Head. And on the other side, you had Savannah, Georgia. So we were sandwiched in right between those two cities. We felt like this was a great property. We bought those first two properties as like Fannie Mae conventional mortgages. We put 10% down for the second home loan so whatever the purchase prices were. We had some savings in our nest egg that we utilized to buy these homes as true vacation homes. That was our first and our second vacation home. We put 10% down on the purchase price, and we did some renovations over the years. We made them really nice and awesome through value adds, and we forced the appreciation up. The third property we bought was a BRRRR strategy. That was in LJ, Georgia. That's when I first got into the market back in 2017. At the end of 2017, we bought a cabin in LJ, Georgia. We picked it up from a wholesaler, and we basically had it direct sourced to the seller with a wholesaler who gave it to us. They made like $5,000 off of it. We picked this property up for $90,000, put $5,000 into the hands of the wholesaler, and then we did a $30,000 rehab. That is my Lazy Bear cabin. And we paid for this property through a hard money loan. We bought this with a hard money lender, and they gave us 90% of the acquisition. So $95,000 after closing costs, it was $100,000 essentially with the points and prepaid interest we had to pay. And we had to put $10,000 down. They gave us $100,000 minus 10%, which was $10,000. So I got $90,000. Plus they gave me $30,000 to rehab it, 100% of the $30,000 renovation budget. So now we went all in on remodeling the property. I was in it for $130,000 at the time. The home, we forced the appreciation up through remodeling. Now the home at that time was worth $200,000, which thank God for. You know, I know this is nothing to laugh at, but thank God for COVID, not for what it did to people and the globe and people dying. But it pushed all the real estate up in my portfolio. And now that home is worth $550,000. So I'm really, really glad that happened. But it wouldn't have been as fast as the growth if I didn't utilize the BRRRR strategy. Let's see. So first, let's see, after that, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, we bought more homes. We bought a couple in Atlanta. I bought one in Atlanta, Georgia in, what was that? That is little Five Points area. It was a flip. It was one of my flips. We bought it as a property, and we did pretty much the same thing, the BRRRR strategy, buy renovate it, rent it out, refinance, and then we repeat. So we were going to keep it. We were going to flip it, but then I realized, man, this is a little hustle and bustle town. This might actually do really, really well as a short-term rental. So we went ahead and refinanced this after finishing it up, put it on the market to rent out Airbnb and a VRBO, and then we refinanced it, put it on a permanent mortgage. And thankfully back then I got like a 3.1% interest rate on this property, and we've been cash flowing it ever since. So I think that was number four or five. So I'll just kind of go over the next few. Anyways, we built it up to about eight homes, and by 2020-ish, we had around that eight home mark. And we realized, man, these homes are doing really, really well. If I focus, because I knew we were going to be coming up with an economy change very, very soon. And we realized that earlier this year in 2022. So last year I was looking as we went from like four from 2020 to actually from four from 2019, 2018, 2019 to 2021, four to eight, I was realizing like these were making money. If I scale this and I take all my properties and I go straight into a market that is very close to me, which was North Georgia, I stopped flipping. I take the next 6 to 8 months, which actually took me about a year. We didn't have our last few properties on the market until August and September of this year. But last summer, we started buying like crazy. I had all my guys, wholesalers, and some direct-to-seller techniques we were utilizing to get people in and to sell us their homes cheap. They wanted to move on from the North Georgia Mountains. So we bought homes all over in scale, utilizing that same Burr method. We put 10% down on the acquisition. The hard money lenders that we know gave us 90% of the purchase price. And then they gave us 100% of the remodel price. So I literally doubled my net worth by working my butt off from last summer to the end of this summer, early fall of this year. And we scale from 8 to 20 in a year, 12 short-term rentals in a year. So I wanted to just say this. If I can do that, you guys can do that too. It is a different market. There are different interest rates now, but the same principles and concepts still work. So if you guys are interested in this, if anybody is interested in this, we're going to be teaching these principles and these methods at my December 3rd and 4th workshop here. We call it the STR Success Seminars, but it's really an STR Success Summit. I'm probably going to change the name. We're not going to do seminar anymore because it's not really seminar. It's more us taking you by the hands and teaching you guys everything that we know so that you can kind of do your own thing. So that's kind of point that I want to make. Like, we're having this event on December 3rd and 4th. We've got 40% of it sold out. We are looking for a few more people. So if that's you, I'm going to put a link in the comments. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I want you to know that you can go to 5starstrsuccess.com and click on the STR Success Seminars module. All right, guys, thank you.